importance of hospital operations management. As I told you, operation management is very important, and complete patient being at the center, it revolves around the patient-centered care, and it involves complete operational processes and day-to-day operations. Here, we say, following are the key reasons highlighting the importance of hospital operations management. Now, here, I'll be only talking about the key reasons, but beyond these key reasons, we have multiple reasons where we understand that hospital operations is the important part or a pillar of hospital management. Now, let us understand efficient resource utilization. Hospital operations management focuses on optimizing the allocation and utilizing the resource such as staff, equipment, supplies by ensuring resources are utilized effectively. Hospital can minimize waste, reduce costs, and improve overall operational efficiency. So, now that we talk about efficient resource utilization, we have to again take an example for a better understanding of this point. When I say I have to improve the resource utilization, I have to ensure that the resources are optimized way. Well, so when I say resource utilization, I do not say underutilization or overutilization. I say efficient or optimized utilization of resource. So let us take an example of a staff. Okay, so a staff, a nurse is scattered in three duties, that is morning, evening, and night shift. Here we understand that your daycare, your OPD are working from 9 to 4, where a nurse timings are from 7 to 3. And then a second nurse comes at a 2 o'clock shift. Here, what do you think we are doing? We are wasting our resource for 2 hours, that is 7 to 9. Do you really think that if our OPDs are starting at 9 o'clock and the patient is going to come at 9 o'clock, do we have to call nurse at 7 o'clock and waste her 2 hours doing nothing? Yes, here the process improvement or hospital operation plays a pivotal role, where we understand how the resource are utilized effectively, how the manpower is utilized effectively, and how we minimize the wastage of resources. See, here we improve the timings of the staff and ensure that the staff is utilized as what it is required. So, when I say efficient resource utilization, it means optimized utilization of hospital resources, which includes your human or manpower, it includes your instruments, equipment, and supplies. Going ahead, enhance patient care. Effective operations management directly impacts the quality of patient care. By streamlining processes, minimizing wait times, and improving workflow efficiencies, hospital can provide timely and effective care to the patients, leading to improved patient outcomes and satisfaction. So, effective operations management directly impacts quality care. If you are not operationally managing well, it will impact the quality of patient care. But for example, let us take an example of an OPD scenario again, where we say a consultant, we are giving an appointment for a patient. Okay, there is an orthopedic doctor who has a 4-hour slot, that is, he does his OPD consultation from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Okay, and his slots are segregated with 10 minutes. So he is seeing 5 patients in an hour, whereas if you see operationally or clinically, he requires 20 minutes per patient. And so here we are pushing 5 patients in an hour's time, where the quality of care what patient is going to receive will be not well, or which will be he will get a consultation in a hurry because there is another patient who will be waiting for the consultation. Here, the quality of care is going to impact the patient, as the consultation will be in hurry because there is a pressure of multiple appointments awaiting for the doctor's consultation. And if you see, if the last appointment is at 1:30, there will be almost two hours of waiting time for the patient, which is going to spoil his experience, which will spoil his expectations from the hospital. So, by streamlining the processes, we are going to minimize the wait times. And how we are going to do is by improving the process, by connecting to the consultant, understanding his needs, his time required for a particular patient or a patient, average time required for a patient, and allot our operational or OPD slots accordingly. Here, we will automatically reduce the wait times and enhance patient's care as well as patient's experience in the hospital. So here we give an example, as we saw an example of workflow efficiency. Hospitals can provide timely and effective care to the patients, leading to improved patient outcomes and satisfaction. Now let us move ahead. Patient satisfaction. Let's go to patient satisfaction. Patient satisfaction, as I told you before, as we work on patient-centeredness or patient-centered care, patient satisfaction is foremost important. Hospital operation management aims to enhance the patient experience by minimizing the wait times, improving service delivery, and creating a comfortable environment. Satisfied patients are more likely to have positive perceptions of the hospital and its services, leading to increased loyalty and improved reputation. See, this is very important for any hospital or any business to have a loyal and improved reputation. Reputation plays a very important role for the new inflows of the patient, and loyalty adds to that. If a patient is loyal to the hospital, wherever he is, he will always come to your hospital for his care, and he'll ensure all his family members also come to your hospital for the care. So overall, patient satisfaction is very important, and every hospital monitors patient satisfaction in form of patient feedbacks. Now, understanding it in a better way, giving a comfortable environment to a patient, improving the service delivery. We have spoken about service delivery. We have seen the example. Now, let us understand creating a comfortable environment. Okay. Now, let us understand what is comfortable environment. Let us take an example of a pediatric patient. When they come in hospital, they are scared. They are kids. They are scared of hospital environment, the ambience. But we ensure that we provide a play area for them. While they are waiting for their consultation or while they are waiting for their vaccinations, they spend a good time there. They are manageable there. So we are enhancing, we are creating a comfortable environment here for a pediatric patient, which is eventually going to have a satisfied pediatric patient as well as the satisfied parents, because there they are relieved while the patient baby is playing and not scared of the environment and crying. It makes a huge difference, and it impacts really differently when we talk about hospital premises. While the patient enters the hospital, and as a pediatric patient of the kids, they are very cranky. It is really difficult for the parents as well as the staff to manage these patients. Post-vaccinations, they cry. Pre-vaccinations, their fear makes them cry. So there are multiple things. And while we give them a comfortable environment or comfortable play area, they are comfortable there, which enhances. And if you see, if you take an example, the pediatric patient would say, I want to go to that hospital which has the play area. They start choosing you over other hospitals or over other facilities. So now let's go ahead with cost containment. Yes. So when we talk about services, patient satisfaction, cost containment plays a very, very important role. None of the patients would like to go to a higher cost setup, understanding the same service or the same same facility is available at a lower cost. So hospitals operate with the budgetary constraints, and effective operations management is a crucial for cost containment. By managing resources efficiently, reducing waste, and implementing cost saving measures, hospitals can optimize their financial performance and ensure long-term sustainability. So now, here, as I added before, competitor analysis also play an important role in cost containment. We have to evaluate the cost of our services, what we offer to the patient, are as per the market rate or the as per the market cost, because that is going to make provide you with the new patients with the services. But now, to give that effective rates or the cost to the patient, we have to ensure certain things. That is, we have to manage the resources efficiently, we have to reduce the wastage of resources, implement cost saving measures. Hospitals can optimize their financial performances by taking these measures. For example, let us take an example of saving an electricity in a hospital. When we say now, with the technology improvement, we do have an electricity which works on the patient movements or which works on the human movement. If there is no movement in the room, the electricity is shut, which helps us saving around 25 to 30% of the electricity. It is very difficult when we educate people to shut down the lights, shut down the systems, but with a minor automation, we are making a huge cost saving measures, and that cost can be further given ahead. That will improve our cost containment and also help us ensure a long-term sustainability. This is one of the examples. Cost containment is a vast project where the cost containment can be done in a various ways by understanding the processes in the way how we can work efficiently. Improved collaboration and communication. Effective operation management promotes collaboration and communication among healthcare professionals, departments, stakeholders by establishing clear lines of communication, sharing information, and fostering teamwork. Hospital can enhance coordination, prevent errors, and improve overall efficiency. Now, we have heard this in before. We have understood this before, but let us go into more detailing of this. How communication helps? Communication is an important role, and your 70% of the operational issues can be resolved by communication with the patient, because communication helps us understand the patient needs, it helps us understand the patient feedbacks, and it helps us make the necessary changes. So, when I say by establishing clear lines of communication, we have to ensure that the team is on the same platform where they understand what services we are providing, whether patient requires a second opinion. So it is a part of communication, whether the referral has to be given, how we explain the patient, how we explain the team, the processes, how hospital enhances the coordination. Let us take again example of a blood collection in the hospital premises, in the laboratory services, as a part of a laboratory services. A patient arrives in the hospital, okay? He bills himself for a particular blood test. Let us take that blood test as X, okay? He bills himself, he is waiting at the waiting area with his bill done. There is no communication from the billing staff to the phlebotomist who is in the next room. The door is closed, maintaining the privacy, and the a phlebotomist is not aware that a patient is waiting for the services. Here we see a communication gap where a patient experience is bad because he is waiting for the service, which is awaited since long time due to communication gap between the reception staff or the billing staff and the phlebotomist. This gap can be merged by improved collaboration and communication. Always, if you say hospital, it is more of a teamwork. It is more of collaboration between different teams and communication between them, which is going to again improve the patient's overall efficiency, prevent errors, enhance coordination. So let us, and now that you have understood improved collaboration and communication, let us go to the next point, which says emergency preparedness. Emergency is part of hospital. There are multiple clinical emergencies. Hospital must be prepared to respond effectively to the emergencies and crisis. You never know what crisis is waiting for you anytime. And as an operations management, handling the crisis is again one of the important part of work. Emergency preparedness will let us understand how our department is prepared for the breakdown, or how we can, you know, develop an emergency response plans, ensuring adequate resources available and coordinating an emergency services to provide timely and efficient care during critical situations. Let us understand what is critical situations. And in hospital, it is not always about patient critical situations, but then that can be a situation where your staff, shortage of staff can be critical, your breakdown of equipment can be critical, and those we need to be prepared. As an operations team, we need to be prepared to handle such situations. Now, let us understand this again with an example where we see there is an electricity shutdown, and our machine, there was an electricity shutdown for a second, and one of our important machine has breakdown. We have to ensure that there is a backup plan for it. So if there is an emergency machine breakdown, whether we have a backup plan or emergency preparedness for that, we have to ensure that our processes are aligned accordingly. So if there is a problem, there is always plan B to it. And if you have plan B, there will be no deficient care during critical situations. We can efficiently handle without panicking and without haphazardness during emergency services or the situations in the hospital. So now, in the brief of emergency preparedness, let us go ahead. Data-driven decision making, that we have spoken ahead, how decisions should coordinate with the data. How data plays a pivotal role again to enhance the service, improves the performance, and how hospital can identify the areas of improvement, monitor progress, and make informed decisions to optimize operations and enhance patient care. We have taken a previous example of a patient fall, how a patient fall can with a data can predict that there are multiple falls have been happening, and how a process change can reduce the falls, how certain changes in the processes can reduce a fall. So understanding data analysis is done in the various way, okay, and collecting data. So let us take an example here of patient wait times for a particular doctor. I know I am talking about OPDs more, but yes, let us go ahead with the OPDs to understand the basics of hospital operations. So when we say a patient for a particular doctor, the wait time is 40 minutes. Here, our data is showing that the rest of the consultants for the same specialty, the wait time is 15 minutes, and here the wait time is 30 minutes. Which is beyond our benchmark. We have to, when we say data driven decision making, we should ensure that we do have a standard benchmarks for it, so we understand that what data has reached a certain level where we need to really act upon it. You cannot act upon a single concern raised. It has to be a data driven decision making, and not decision making on a certain situation or exceptional situations happening once in a while. So unless it's an adverse events, okay. So let us take an example. So the wait time is 30 minutes, like I told you before. So what do you think? What is your data talking about? Your data is talking about, we have to evaluate the reasons for the delay. What is it? What is adding to the waiting time as 30 minutes? Is the doctor coming on time? Let us do time analysis for doctor then. If the doctor is coming on time, what is then adding to the delay of 30 minutes? Oh, is it the time taken to examine a patient because of certain more clinical requirements? Yes, then what changes are to be done? Do we have to extend the OPD times, or do we shorten, you know, do we have to give an extra help where we say we give him an associate who takes the history of the patients before and then further goes to the doctor for further clinical examinations, which will reduce his wait time. So here our data talks about lot. So here we take three different datas and evaluate it. Here first we have taken the data of time, waiting time. Second, we have taken the data of doctor's time for, you know, doctor's delay. Is it a particular delay? So basically studying data, we take decision which improves the hospital operations, helps us optimize the operations and of course enhance the patient care. Now let us go ahead with continuity of care. Hospital operations management is essential for maintaining continuity of care. By coordinating and managing various departments and services within the hospital, operations managers ensure that patient receives seamless and coordinated care throughout the healthcare journey, improving patient safety and satisfaction. So when I say continuity of care, it is again an essential part of operations management. We have to ensure that a patient gets a continuity of care. For example, what is continuity of care? Patient comes to the hospital, checks with the doctor or consults with the doctor, goes for a radiology test, then again goes to the pharmacy to get the medication, again comes for a follow-up. It's a continuity of care. By coordinating with the various departments and services within the hospital, manager, operations manager or operations team ensures that he receives seamless and coordinated care throughout his journey in the hospital. Yes, because that eventually is going to improve his experience in the hospital and improve his safety and satisfaction. He will feel that yes, all the service needs are satisfied and he will be really happy with the hospital functionality. Now, let's go ahead to understand regulatory compliance. Regulatory compliance again plays a very important role in operations management. Healthcare facilities must adhere to various regulatory requirements and the standards. Hospital operation management plays a key role in ensuring compliance with the regulations related to the patient safety, privacy, and quality of care. By implementing robust operational processes and monitoring compliances, hospital can avoid penalties, legal issues, and reputational damage. See, legal issues, avoid penalties and reputational damage are the other points or the secondary points. The primary point here is safety of the staff, patients, and all safety of patient and your staff and your team. So when we talk about regulatory compliances, we have ARB, which regulates the radiation safety. Its protocols are followed in the hospital. We talk about fire safety, which is one also important for the patient care. So there are a lot of regulatory compliance which a hospital needs to adhere and follow to improve the patient care. And hospital operations management plays a key role in ensuring the compliance with the regulations related to the patient safety. Let's talk about patient's privacy. That is also one of the important role. We have to ensure that when his patient comes to the hospital, all his clinical details are safe and kept private. They are not shared with any of the person a patient doesn't consent. Because we have to ensure the privacy is given to the patient, which includes again enhancing his experience in the hospital. Hospital, of course, now let's talk about the secondary aspects, that is hospital avoids penalty, legal issues and reputational damage. Yes, if a patient's private information is leaked or the private information goes out, it can harm the patient and eventually it patient can claim legally on the hospital and we can receive a penalty or it will also damage the reputation of the hospital. So regulatory compliance is an important aspect and it has multiple involvement of multiple authorities in regards to that. Adaptability to changing healthcare landscape. Now healthcare industry is constantly evolving. With the nursing homes to the tertiary care services, we have seen a drastic change in the hospital industry evolving every day. With new technologies, regulations, and the patient needs emerging. Hospital operation management helps organization to adapt to the changes by implementing innovative strategies, embracing new technologies, and continuously improving processes to deliver quality care in dynamic environment. We have seen in the previous examples how a process change and adapting new technologies as per the new evolving of the industry, we can enhance the patient experience, we can enhance patient safety, and eventually all these points all are going to add to patient satisfaction, which is going to increase the patient volumes to the hospital and which will also going to help us financially sustain the hospital. So now that we have learned about it, let us go ahead and understand the evolution of hospital operations management. The evolution of hospital operations management, as I told before, has a history of 300 years ago, where the advancement in the technology was done to increase the output of work. Okay, and the operational changes were made to increase the output of work and improve the satisfaction among the employees. So your evolution of hospital operations has been influenced by various factors, including advancement in technologies, changes in healthcare delivery models, increasing patient expectations, and need for improved efficiency and cost containment. Let us go ahead and understand this in better way. So, following illustrates the key stages in evolution of hospital operations. So, first we say a traditional management. So, when we talk about traditional management, in the early stages, hospital management primarily focused on administrative functions. They focused on budgeting, they focused on staffing and supply chain management. That were the only three functions which were operational. And emphasis was maintaining day-to-day operations and ensuring smooth functions. So there were no multiple departments. We just had staffing, budgeting, and supply chain management. So we had a finance department, we had medics and paramedics and supply chain management. But it evolved, and then we came across quality improvement initiatives. With the rise of quality improvement movements in the healthcare operations, management began to incorporate strategies to enhance the quality of care. So, how traditionally we were only focused on administrative functions which involved staffing, budgeting, and supply chain, with quality improvement initiatives, our focus changed to incorporate and enhance the quality of care. This involved improving or implementing quality improvement framework such as Lean Six Sigma, total quality management to reduce waste, eliminate errors, and improve patient outcomes. So, if we take an overall approach of a hospital operation management, patient-centric approach is required, and eventually improvement in patient care or the patient outcome is at center. So, with the quality improvement initiatives, our focus changed to enhance the quality of care. Then we started embracing the information technology. Here, the information technology evolved in the hospital administration or hospital operations, where electronic health record, computerized physician order entry, and other digital systems became integral part in patient information, streamlining the workflows, improving communications among healthcare providers. This led to increased accuracy, efficiency, and accessibility to patient data. Now, let me, get into the brief of this point, where how an hospital operations point of view changed with acceptance or embracing of information technology. In information technology, we accepted the electronic records. Now, the patient who is arriving at the hospital is registered in a system. That system is reflected on the doctor's board. Let us go back to the example which we did before, was of a phlebotomist. Now, the patient was waiting outside and the patient was unsatisfied. Now, with the newer technology and embracing the HIS system or hospital information system, what we have done is After patient billing is done, the request goes to the phlebotomist on the system. An alarm is raised, or an phlebotomist inside gets a notification saying the patient is sitting out. Phlebotomist goes and receives the patient, gets the blood collection done. The reports are generated automatically, and the patient sitting at home receives the report through the electronic record. The doctor, if there is any critical alert or if the parameters are abnormal, a doctor simultaneously gets an alert who has prescribed the patient. And this is possible with the digitalization or embracing information technology in the hospital, which has evolved and given a patient a better experience of the processes in the hospital, better patient care, and eventually better outcomes. Now, focus on patient-centered care. After we speak about embracing information technology, we further evolve to focus on patient-centered care. As a patient-centered care gained recognition, hospital operations management shifted to its focus on enhancing the patient experience. As I said, patient is a pivotal or the center of hospital operations. Patient care, patient-centered care evolved. Here, when I talk about patient-centered care, it involves not only reducing the wait time, but it involves patients' involvement in the care or in the treatment of patients. Here we talk about how a patient improved communication with the patient was enhanced, how personalized care deliveries were done, and how overall patient satisfaction and engagement became a key performance indicator. Here, for example, involved while taking a decision. He is explained the surgery. He is given a multiple options of treatment where a patient has a right to choose. We have given, why having a focus on patient-centered care, we have given patient the right to take a second opinion for his treatment. We have given patient right to choose what services he wants to go ahead, and if he wants to go ahead with a particular test, we do ensure that he is explained about those tests or investigations, and the focus is completely on the patient, where he at a priority has been explained about his treatment options and about the services or the care what he is undergoing. Then we evolve to integration of data analytics. Yes, with the abundance of data generated through quality, through quality initiatives, through feedbacks generated due to the quality of care, we had generated an abundance of data. Operations management started doing data analytics to drive decision making. We realized that decision driven by data are the right decisions because data never lies. And by analyzing key performance indicators, patient outcomes, financial data, hospital gained insights into the areas of improvement. So when we say we talk about data gives us complete holistic view of the departmental functioning. It tells us that how the department is doing, whether it is exceeding, whether it is not exceeding, does it require an improvement, or whether it doesn't require an improvement. But collecting data, doing the data analysis, gives us a complete view of the working of the hospital operations, and it helps us improve the hospital operations, and by resource optimization, cost containment, and of course by increasing the patient satisfaction. Predictive analysis also became valuable for forecasting patient demand and optimizing resource allocation. So while we had a resource allocation previously, we had fixed resource allocation. For an example, OPD had only two staff. Let's take an example, two nursing staff handling the patients. But with data analysis, we come to know that yes, this particular day or this particular month, our patient flow goes up and we need to have an extra resource there. So we forecasted patient's demand and optimized resource allocation was done here. Going ahead, value-based care and population health management. The shift towards value-based care models and population health management prompted operations management to focus on preventive care, care coordination and population health outcomes. This involved implementing care management program, enhancing care transitions and integrating community resources to improve patient outcomes and reduced cost. Preventive care plays a pivotal role in reducing the patient outcomes. A disease which is diagnosed beforehand is always better than the disease diagnosed too late, which will also improve your clinical outcomes and eventually reduce the patient's cost and improve the clinical outcomes of the patient, eventually leading to the patient satisfaction. So a value-based care and population health management was started. Then, embracing continuous improvement and innovation. Modern hospital operations management emphasizes a cultural and continuous improvement and innovations. We have spoken enough about it. This involves adopting agile methodologies, encouraging staff engagement, promoting culture of learning operations. Culture of learning, operation managers collaborate with clinical team to identify process inefficiencies, implement evidence-based practices, and explore innovative solutions to enhance healthcare delivery. Like I have given a previous examples where we have understood that how collaboration with a doctor can improve the patient's efficiency or can reduce waiting times, increase the patient satisfaction. So it has been a holistic approach where embracing continuous improvement by a team engagement has helped us improving the services given to the patient. Focus, then we evolved to focus on operational and efficiency and cost containment. In recent years, hospital operation management placed increased efficiency on operational efficiency and cost containment. With rising healthcare costs, operation managers are tasked with optimizing resource utilization, improving revenue cycles, implementing cost-saving measures without compromising the quality of care. So here we have to ensure that we optimize the resources, optimize the services, whereas we also focus on improving revenue cycle, which is also a part of operations management. As I told you, financial sustainability is important. Saving measures without compromising the quality care. This involves lean management principles, process re-engineering, and strategic financial planning. We will be studying this in more detail in the next few presentations. But now let's move ahead to integration of telemedicine and remote monitoring. Now, with the COVID-19, we all knew our life came to stand. And then evolved an era of adoption of telemedicine and remote monitoring technologies. A PERTS doctor sitting in Mumbai can treat a patient sitting in Pune with telemedicine facilities. Now we also have tele-ICUs as a new concept emerging well, and we are really doing well at it. A patient can get a care of an urban doctor or a well-established doctor in his city, which is going to improve the patient outcomes and reduce his travel cost or his inability to travel to a larger city for the treatment. He, sitting at his own hospital, is going to get treatment from the doctor who is sitting in an urban city like Mumbai. So telemedicine changed the way the hospital medicine works or the clinical approach works. It reduced hospitalization, improved patient outcomes. This includes virtual consultations, remote patient monitoring, and telehealth platforms. These all evolved during the COVID times, and right now it is flourishing well. Telemedicine has grown to an extent where a patient is treated in a small villages where there was no access to healthcare, but now with telemedicine, with integrated of telemedicine and remote monitoring, a patient sitting in a very rural area or a small village can get the same care a patient getting in a city hospital. Thank you.